I'm Kyle Shipp, and I'm running for the mayor of Pittsboro. I started thinking about running for mayor when Mayor Perry told us as a board that she was not going to run again. So we knew that there'd be an opening there at the mayor's position. And I'm really grateful to have her endorsement and the endorsement of our current board as well. And I think that, you know, going forward, strong leadership and a vision for Pittsboro is really critical from the mayor's seat. I'm not taking running unopposed for granted, because that would means someone chose not to run, for one thing, but also getting out there in campaigning. I really like the election time to learn what voters want, not just by the literal referendum, but by talking to people. And it seems to be when people are most open to talking about what's happening in town. And then in terms of informing voters, I really want to inform them of how to be informed. And so we've done a lot of work on the website and having town meetings on YouTube and a lot of other things where they can be informed, and then also on how they can be involved. We've started a Pittsboro 101 class. We've got a lot of advisory boards that have a lot of interest in them now. So really how people can be informed and involved. It's always been really important to me that Chatham Park is a part of Pittsboro, and that, you know, 20 years from now, people say that they live in Pittsboro and not that they live in Chatham Park, or that they live in Chatham Park in Pittsboro, just like they live in Potterstone in Pittsboro. And so I think one of the keys to that is the physical connectivity, greenways that connect from Chatham Park through the rest of town. We're working on starting a shuttle to, you know, literally get people to the different areas of town, the plant and downtown and some areas of Chatham Park. And just continued investment in other areas. So investment in downtown, investment in our parks. We're doing $1 million of investment in current parks this year. So maintaining the standard of other areas so everything looks cohesive through the town as well. My vision for Pittsboro is a larger town that still maintains the unique cultural heritage that we have. We know growth is here and coming. And we want to make sure that the character is preserved, that we're thoughtfully scaled, and that we're inclusive of all. Personally, I want to make sure that every voice has a seat at the table, even though every person does not have a seat at the table. The regulations we've been working a lot on, and I had, you know, regulations is a tough word, I guess, but things like the UDO and the land use plan, and working to make sure that, you know, development that's next to other development is good and next to current things. The way that we're going to develop, and more important maybe than the way we're going to develop, is what we're going to preserve in specific areas identified for preservation of natural areas and things like that. And then for input, we're really working hard at some of those things like Pittsboro 101 and some of the other things, and continue that to make sure that we get input from everyone. And it's critical that we get the planning done now to, you know, inform what happens in the future. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think about planning in action. So my slogan is plan for Pittsboro, plan for our future, and plan together. And I think that's critical, but a plan without action is just that. And I think government is often critiqued for doing those things. So in my opinion, any incumbent should be measured on their accomplishments. And we're, you know, really proud of what we've been able to do for utility capacity through the merger, having cleaner water and installed advanced filtration systems, a vibrant downtown, passing that UDO and the land use plan that I talked about, investing millions of dollars in Parks and Rec. And just personally, I've tried to really better myself through courses at UNC School of Government, too. We have a fantastic resource right here next door to Pittsboro. And I've really been able to learn a lot from them on how we do this.